Krishna, Krishna,
Krishna, Krishna,
Hare Hare,
Hare Hare,
Hare Rama,
Hare Rama,
Hare Rama,
Hare Rama,
Rama Rama,
Rama Rama,
Hare Hare,
Hare Hare,
Hare Rama. You can manage those guys. Nama Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prasthaya Bhutale Shrimati Bhakti Vedanta Swamini Tinamane Namaste Saraswati Devi Gauravani Pracharane Nera Vishesha Shunyavadi Vastritya Vejvatarane Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadadha Shivasadi Gauravakta Vrinda Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare,
Hare
Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Vanchikam Drivyasya Kripa Sindhu Vyayavacha Patitanam Pavanevyo Vaishnavevyo Namo Namaha Vaishnavevyo Namo Namaha. So, devotees, first thing, and very, very extremely important thing, really extremely important, you probably are not aware that today, this very day, Ojadwi, Aj, yes, today we have Srila Prabhupada's International Society for Krishna Consciousness. Today has got official permission from the government to build this temple for Shishi Radha Golok Ananda.
King.
You may not have been aware that we were just carrying on without permission. Hurry, boy. That's how we sometimes operate. But it is really, some would say, coincidental. Devotees would say, the special arrangement of the Lord. That on the very day of doing this Bhumi Puja and installing Lord Anantashesh under where Radha Golokananda will be standing, right under where their lotus feet are going to be. But on this very day, it is some divine intervention that the official permission has come through. And we could just mention without going into details, but, and again, it's quite possibly something that many of you are not aware of, but it has not been easy. Hare Krishna.
Hare
Krishna. Hare, someone in the future will write a book about it. Seriously. It deserves a book. And I think it will get a book, because there have been so many sort of twists and turns and ups and downs in the story. It has been just a real story. Sometimes they say, fact is stranger than fiction. So, like I said, we won't go into all of that. Like, I'll tell you another thing you may not have been aware of. You all know how George Harrison gave the devotees in England Bhaktivedanta Manor, 1973. Yes, I was there. But actually, George Harrison did not give the devotees Bhaktivedanta Manor. He was letting us use it. He only gave it about a year before he died. He actually gave it. Hare Krishna. Anyway, Krishna, you see, Krishna is a very creatively minded person. You follow what I mean? Or should I speak French? I think English is better. Krishna is very creatively minded. And Krishna makes all sorts of interesting and sometimes unexpected arrangements to make, to save the devotees from a life of boredom. Krishna doesn't want his devotees to be bored at all. And so from time to time, Krishna turns things upside down and inside out and around the other way. So it has been quite a story and a real noble effort by all the devotees who have been involved over the years. And it has come to this point that actually today, when we're just going ahead anyway and doing the Bhumi Puja to establish the temple, that the official permission has come, and that is really wonderful. And the credit goes, like I said, to a number of devotees, but most immediately, like today, our temple president, Vijay Prabhu, was there harassing them. And so let's give him a round of applause. And it goes to the others too who've been working over the many years, I don't know exactly how many, maybe not as many as 20, but it might even be 20. So this is very significant. You know, it's very significant in so many ways. I think on the deepest level, very transcendental level, the significance is that Krishna is showing us that he wants this temple. And he wants it done nicely, he wants it done properly. Yes, I think on a very transcendental level, this is just an obvious sign that the Lord is happy with how things are going on, or perhaps we should say happy enough. You know, some years ago, I forget how many, but several years ago, the previous Golokananda fell over. And I think you're aware of that. And again, on a transcendental level, deep level. You know, you can always explain these things by just some mistake, some human error, or some foolishness. But on a deeper transcendental level, it's Krishna showing he's not happy. He's really not happy when he actually himself falls off. Oh, Hare Krishna. But that the permission should come just when everything is happening like this, it's a clear transcendental sign from the Lord. And we all, and particularly you all really, but we all, you must really take encouragement from this. You must really take inspiration from this, that Krishna wants his proper temple, his final destination here. He wants it. He is ready for it. And what is the next point? The next point is that he wants you, or us, but particularly you, to provide him with it. Just like on the battlefield, Arjuna, in effect, Arjuna was saying to Krishna at the beginning, look, listen, Krishna, écoutez-moi, s'il vous plaît. You want this battle fought? You want it fought? Go ahead. Just go ahead. And I'll take rest in the meantime and wake me up when it's finished. But that was not Krishna's idea. Krishna's idea was that we want this battle fought. We want this battle won, and in fact it will be won, but we want you now to take the credit, to do it. We want you to do it. And when Arjuna was fighting on the battlefield, we should not think that he was in a sort of like complacent mood, that the battle is won, it's okay, we're going to win, so don't worry about it. No, Arjuna, in that battle, he was fighting like mad. He was simply just endeavoring in the extreme. He was not sitting back and thinking, yes, well, we're going to win anyway, so hurry on. So, Krishna wants it. It will happen, but he wants you to do it. Or us, but particularly you, really. And in order to do something like this, well, like Arjuna on the battlefield, he fought like mad, just sure, to the fullest extent of his ability and his strength. It was a very demanding situation. So, all of us, or you particularly, now we come into the real thing. The real thing is going to happen now. And means the building is going to happen. But before the building can happen, we have to raise a little Lakshmi. Srimati Lakshmi Devi Ki. Some devotees say, you know, we hear it from time to time, different places. When there's some major project just beginning, some devotees inevitably say that, well, let's just get into it and the money will come. Well, why don't you tell Ambarish Prabhu that in Mayapur? Just why don't you just tell him that, you know, the money will come. The money will come, you know, I'm confident, in fact, by Krishna's grace, the money will come. But the money will come by the hard endeavor of the devotees. Yes, that's how the money will come. And that means you. So what's going to happen is this, that you all of you and all of us, you are going to get an opportunity for devotional service like you have not had before. Yeah. To raise, you know, a good few million rupees as quickly as reasonably possible means it's a little hard to say really, but one would expect not less than 150 million, maybe 250 million rupees. That's what it'll take to develop the whole project and to do it nicely. And that, it will not fall out of the sky. You know, like I said, tell Ambarish Prabhu, tell the devotees on his team, Vraj Vilas Prabhu and some others who are going around the world fundraising, raising Lakshmi for the great temple in Mayapur. Just tell them that, you know, yes, the money will come. The money will come through the surrender and sincere service of the devotees. The Lord will, so to speak, reward that by providing the funds and giving opportunities. And the efforts that all of you and all the other devotees who will be involved, the efforts that you'll have to make in order to achieve that will help you advance. So that by the time we open the temple, Vijay Prabhu, are you here? When are we opening the temple? In 3 years? That may be news to you also. It may have been news to him. But by the time the temple opens in, just shall we say, 3 years or whenever, through, at least for those of you who really do surrender to it and really do make that effort and really do pray for the mercy to do that. By the time the temple opens in, say, 3 or so years, you will have become a different person in a very nice sense. You will have progressed greatly as a devotee. And you will have gone much deeper into Krishna consciousness. You will have developed or reawakened or realized your relationship with Krishna much more than today as we're sitting here right now. Oh yes, Prabhupada talking about the book distribution marathons, another extremely important subject, talking about the book distribution marathons and what the devotees would go through in order to really do the marathon in the proper way. Prabhupada said that you may feel that this is hard work. I am being pushed to do something that I may not really feel I can do, or I may feel pressurized. So Prabhupada said something along those lines, and Prabhupada said that actually though, it's not really like that. Actually, this is a great gift. It is a great gift to be given a service like that, which demands surrender, demands effort for the Lord, demands prayer, demands that when we chant our japa, we don't just sort of daydream with the mantra as a background sound, but demands real focus in our chanting and just in everything. So this is a great gift. This is a great gift. Because oftentimes, we are prone to be a little lethargic, lazy. If not, you know, exactly lazy as such, but we may underestimate what we can do. We may underestimate what we can do and limit ourselves by thinking, I can only do this or I can only do that. When, you know, ultimately it's not like, what can I do? But when one becomes empowered by Krishna, the sky is not the limit. The spiritual sky may be the limit. But, yeah, I know so many devotees who, they never did a marathon before, I mean book distribution, and they started, and they were told, or they thought, you know, what should my goal be? And they thought, I will try to do 10 books a day. 10! 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10 books a day! Wow! By the mercy of the Lord. But by the time the end of the marathon came, they were doing 100 books a day. It's another dimension. It's not just, you know, 50% more or even double. It's just another realm. And so we should not limit ourselves by our preconceived ideas of what we can and can't do. But we should know that by the mercy of the Lord, when we become empowered by the Lord, even we, despite our disqualifications and shortcomings, even we can do a lot. And devotees, believe me, to get this temple done in Vijay Prabhu's 3 years, and not someone else's 20 years, but to get it done in a reasonable way, it's going to take that. It's actually going to take that. Yeah. And if you're ready to surrender and make the effort and pray and so on like that, then you'll see how Krishna works through you and empowers you and gives you inspiration like you never had before. And you'll see what that does for you. How it helps you, how it transforms you, how you improve as a devotee. And like I said, if you really do like that, then when the temple opens, you'll be spiritually unrecognizable. Yeah. Compared to how you may be today, even though, you know, I'm not criticizing you. You're all very nice devotees today, also. But at that time, you're just going to be amazing. And I've seen it happen. I've seen it happen on a number of occasions. Devotees, particularly with two things, building temples and developing book distribution. I've seen devotees just, you know, devotees you would never expect, with all due respect, some quiet little Indian girls. Quiet little Indian girls, very nice. Becoming powerful, powerful preachers of Krishna consciousness. Oh yeah. Oh yes. So, and when this temple is built, it is going to transform ISKCON in Mauritius. It's probably going to transform Mauritius to some degree, but it will definitely transform Srila Prabhupada's movement in Mauritius. I remember when we built our first big temple in South Africa, just the first one, and the main one really, although it's not the biggest one. When we built that temple, it was opened in 1985, so 31 years ago it was opened. And before that, well, the construction started seriously in 1982. So it was 3 years. Vijay Prabhu's 3 years. You know, we'll hold you to that, don't you?
Vijay? Can't even do that.
Oh, yes. We'll take it in writing. In blood. So, before that, the movement got started. Prabhupada came in 75. And the movement really started developing in the late 70s. We had 64 Namahattas by the time we started building the temple. And, you know, we were known in the Indian community in Durban. But when we built that temple, beautiful temple, like outstanding temple, very striking. Not just, you know, like one of these little temples you get around the Shivalas, with little domes that look like they've got oversized tennis balls, you know, for the dome. But if you do a temple, when we did that temple and it was done very nicely, what a huge impact it had on the country. It was massive. We never expected it. We never expected it at all. Hare Krishna became just famous throughout the whole country. Nelson Mandela, who at the time was, you know, arguably the most famous person in the world, or at least one of the two or three most famous people in the world, he visited twice. At his request, he came twice. And there are many stories about the impact the temple had. So this project here, it has that potential. Actually, it has more potential. For starters, the location is unique. It's truly unique. It is just, I don't know if you could really get a better location, actually. I think it'd be extremely hard. Yeah. So, you know, there is a very bright future. A very bright future for Srila Prabhupada's movement in Mauritius. Based on many things, but right now, particularly based on building this temple. Building it nicely, getting it done. not just letting it drag on forever, but getting it done and then opening it in a grand way and then utilizing it for expanding the glories of the Lord. End of Srila Prabhupada. So, it's a great day. It is a great day. It's an amazing day, actually. And we're all extremely fortunate to be part of this. And from now on, means literally today on, let us work hard together. Work hard together to make this project a reality. For the glory of Sri Sri Radha Golakananda, for the glory of Srila Prabhupada, for the development of Prabhupada's movement, and for your own spiritual development, really tangible, meaningful spiritual development. It's such a wonderful thing. Hare Krishna. Srila Prabhupada ki. Srila Prabhupada ki. Srila Prabhupada ki.